listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Pentecost. We learn all about God's word being proclaimed in languages so that people can understand. We're going to dig deeper into that with the wonderful practical work of Lutheran Heritage Foundation today as they translate resources, great Lutheran resources, into languages of people all around the world. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Matthew Heise. He serves as Executive Director for the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Dr. Heise, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Reverend Dr. Ted Natalong, Translation Coordinator for Asia for the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Pastor Natalong, welcome back.
Thank you.
Great to have you both in studio here in St. Louis for some meetings. And so we always love the opportunity to catch up and learn more about the work of Lutheran Heritage Foundation, all kinds of projects happening around the globe. I know you have some news for us today. What are some of the significant projects going on? What are the updates that you have for us? We'll start with you, Dr. Heise.
Well, actually, I think if we're going to kind of go into that direction, some of the things that we're doing, at least in Eurasia, are continued translations on Farsi, Persian, Ukrainian. And I'm actually, after talking to a British Lutheran pastor, looking into doing the catechism in Welsh, if you can imagine. But, you know, I think the focus with Pentecost is that, you know, we are now in 168 languages. I used to pride myself on knowing most of where those languages are located, but the ones in particular in Africa have just exploded, and I don't know all of them anymore. So I fail that test, but that's okay. The Holy Spirit is certainly working in all those languages. And so now in 32 years, we've printed almost 6 million books and continuing to print more as we have opportunity. And so we're in St. Louis, actually, for the Translation Summit related to the National Church offering at the last convention that was dedicated to translations. And Kevin Robson has been kind enough to invite us and several other people from organizations like Lutheran Bible Translators, Concordia Publishing House, et cetera, and the Office of International Mission. And so we'll be talking about how, at least from our perspective, we can be a resource for them, both internationally and locally, because so much of that work we can do here in the States. More than you can imagine.
Yeah. And we talked with Kevin Robson and Mark Hoffman back in February about that national offering, and we'll include the link in the show notes for this episode to that episode, if you want to learn more about what this national offering is from their perspective. What does that mean for you, for LHF, to be included in that kind of project with all of, I think, all of these other entities? It's, sure, it's a lot of synod that's involved in this.
And this is what we do. I mean, this is what we have been doing for 32 years. So, I mean, we can provide resources. We have translators around the world and, of course, in the States here, who really can assist us in Asian languages, African languages, Spanish naturally, and what you might call Eurasia, which encompasses Mongolia all the way to Greenland. And we're trying to fill in all the pieces there somehow. So, you know, we have that ability because it's just what our calling has been. So Pentecost is, I mean, all the church seasons are fine. But Pentecost is our season, we like to say. This is where the real focus is on getting that word out to people in their heart language.
I love that. This is our season.
They're all fine. Pentecost is best. Let's be honest.
Of course, they are indeed.
Let's talk about travel. You get to travel around the world and see this all happening in real time. Tell us about some of your travels.
My wife and I had a great opportunity this time too. Now that she's a citizen, she has a passport. She accompanied me, which was good because my back has problems carrying things, and she throws it on her back. But, you know, we were in Germany to see a lot of the work going on with the refugees from Ukraine and many others in Iran. And you read about it, you hear about it. When you see it, it's really remarkable. And so we did actually meet with Pastor Andrei Hanarchuk, who is getting books from us in Ukrainian. I mean, just the global scope of the work today. I mean, this is how it's working. We are printing Ukrainian books in Thailand. They are being shipped to Germany to be put in the Bleckmar warehouse of the independent German Evangelical Lutheran Church, our church partners. And then they will be distributed to those Ukrainians in Germany. So, I mean, you've got Ukrainians, Thais, and Germans all working together, and everyone is just amazed at how all this is coming together. It's it's a collaboration with a lot of people and working together. And then you see the people. I mean, when you see the ladies who are coming in from war zones and you hear that a good day is when we stop crying. Mm. I mean, that brings it home to you. And we do this. And one of the things I saw as soon as I entered that Latin school building was Jesus never fails in Ukrainian. I mean, this is a message they have to hear at this time. And so if we can provide those kind of resources, I mean, we're thrilled to do it. And not to mention all the Persians or Iranians, as you might call them, who are scattered throughout Europe, but many in Germany. And so we got to see, and I'm going to give a big plug for Office of International Missionary Kim Boltman. She mm-hmm. is phenomenal. Her a whole handle of the Farsi language and how she sings the liturgy and leads them there with the keyboard is remarkable. And then just those other things. I mean, they go to government offices because we started speaking to some of the Iranians there and they said the Germans don't really receive us very well. And, you know, they look down upon us as immigrants. And when one of your people like Kim or Hugo Gievers, mm-hmm. pastor there in Leipzig, when they come in with us to help us with documents, all of a sudden the climate changes and they help interpret and translate. And so these are people that we can provide those resources for. So we help them. And we see what they're doing, and it's great to see it on the ground level because they are being the showing the love of Christ to so many people there while they're in that mission setting.
Mm. Yeah, every time you come back here, you have stories of where you've been in the last 6 months. Yeah. What does it mean for you to be able to do that now? To see all those people?
It was 4.5 years actually since I had last been over there because of COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, when I finally, and it was weird, how do you pack in early April? You know, you're thinking of Europe, okay, you might still need, you know, it's early spring, you might need some kind of winter jacket. And we get there and it's in the 70s. So all the sweaters are on the bottom, and the few shirts, light sleeve shirts you have, you pull out. And so I used to have a yearly meeting with the Latvians and Lithuanians and those who are in charge of our Russian work in Latvia. And as we gathered there, we just got a table, sat outside. And I could see how one pastor would oftentimes he'd try to get Bible class students to memorize passages. And then they would end up getting some of our books, you know, if they memorized a certain number of passages and so forth. So, you know, they were kind of, they're trying to really educate their church, the younger folks there in Latvia, because they are experiencing everything that people throughout Europe are dealing with. I mean, an increasingly godless society, and you see it everywhere you go. The Christian churches are historical monuments in many cases and are not populated too well. So we are there to be a resource to them and also to Germans in the church, and we are working closely with Alexander Schneider with the Bach Society, member of Zelk, who actually likes to get old Lutheran confessional materials from Fraktur. Fraktur is the Gothic script, which even modern German theologians can't read. Mm-hmm. So he takes that Fraktur and puts it into modern German so they can read it. And he's finding in the state church, it's called the Ecce Dei, the Evangelical Church of Germany, increased interest in the old Lutheran materials, Martin Chemnitz, Johann Gerhardt. And this is really a great opportunity for us then to assist maybe a restoration of that Lutheran witness to folks in Germany itself.
Wow. I know we're going to take a look at Asia, Southeast Asia as well with Dr. Natalong in just a moment. Any other highlights from your perspective as you've traveled the world or other projects that you want to share with us today?
Well, I would actually just kind of focus on when we talk about the languages locally here, and Ted will kind of, I think, add on to this. It's amazing to see, you know, we've got some of these numbers from the U.S. immigration offices that, you know, you go through the top 10. So David Letterman, here you go. Number 10 is Haitian Creole. Number 9 is German, if you could believe it, in America. Number 8 is Russian. Number 7, Korean. Number 6, French. I'm assuming probably African immigrants there. Mm. Number 5, we get down to, let's see, it's Arabic. I had to get a little help there. And then 4 is Vietnamese. And then of course, then the number 3 is Tagalog. And number 2 is Mandarin, with 3 million. And then you go up to number one, Spanish, 42 million.
Wow.
So we have some shipments of 8 pallets that are coming there that I hope come soon, because I don't want my back to have to deal with. So Jeffrey Ron, our assistant executive director, has a very strong back, and he'll be able to unload all those pallets.
It's a lot of pallets.
Both metaphorically speaking and physically speaking.
Sure.
He's carrying a lot, right?
Yes.
We're going to talk with Dr. Natalong in just a moment, learn more about what's happening in Asia, Southeast Asia, as well, with Lutheran Heritage Foundation. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others. To live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. To live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're getting an update from Lutheran Heritage Foundation about their work around the world, bringing good Lutheran materials to people in their heart language, helping them hear God's word and study God's word in their heart language. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Matthew Heise, Executive Director for Lutheran Heritage Foundation, and the Reverend Dr. Ted Natalong, Translation Coordinator for Asia for Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Dr. Natalong, let's talk about some of your recent travels and getting to see the work of LHF and your partners around the globe. I believe Indonesia is where we start today. Is that right?
Well, actually, first of all, just want to thank you again for having us. You know, there's so many issues going around the world today, and the churches, especially in Asia and Indonesia, needs good materials to help us and them to really live their life based their teaching on something scriptural. So, and that's where our books would come in. I had a good chance to talk to the 5 bishops in Indonesia, and they expressed the interest and the values of the books that we have, whether it's Book of Concord or the Catechism. We recently just published the Book of Concord in Indonesia Bahasa, but they need someone to help introduce and teach them what it is and how to use it correctly. So that's the next step that we plan to introduce Book of Concord to these 5 big synods.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean for people in Indonesia to have the Book of Concord, our Lutheran doctrine in that language? Was Indonesian Bahasa? Am I saying that right? Yeah. What does it mean for those people to have the Book of Concord in that language?
Well, there are many Lutheran altogether, about 15 synods, but they are members of Lutheran World Federation. So they had kind of went off, and now they want to come back to the confessional side. And you know, that's something that I think they realize that they need something more substantial with all the issues that happening in that church. The influence from the liberal church with the Lutheran World Federation. So they realize they need something to base their teaching and their faith on.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have Ethiopia in my notes as our next territory to cover. That's not Asia.
Yes.
No.
But there's a connection to Asia, correct?
Yes. Well, I think part of it started with the work that we have done. And Jeff Ron thought that it probably, you know, we have restricted funding. So we want to make best use of the funding that we have. It's a lot cheaper to print something in Bangkok, you know, including the shipping and all the customs taxes, and send it to Africa. So on this shipment, we have about 10 titles, about 50,000 books that published in Bangkok, Thailand, shipping to Ethiopia. It's probably coming next month.
What will those titles, you said 50,000 books, what will that mean for the people in Ethiopia? How will that be used in Ethiopia?
Well, some of the books are the hallmarks of Lutheran identity. Mm. It's the same thing, you know. How can we be a good Lutheran? You know, what we need books that help us to distinguish our teaching from, you know, other teachings. And also would be a child garden of Bible study, Jesus Never Fail, and new book that we have written is God's Word for You. It's for teenager. So we feel that, you know, we have done books for children, for pastors, lay leaders, but we have not done much for the young people, for the teenagers. So God's Word for You is something that I think will be able to connect the teenagers to the Word of God.
How many languages are the materials in for Ethiopia alone?
On this shipment, try 7 or 8 languages, which I cannot name them all.
Sure. That's Oromo, okay. And Amharic, yes. English.
Hadia is one of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
7 languages just in one country alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And coming back to the States here, again, we're not in Asia, but there's a connection to what's happening in Asia. There's a festival taking place in Minnesota.
Yes, there is a big Hmong festival that's going to be happening toward the end of June. And that shipment of the Hmong's catechism and Bible story in picture and a child garden of Bible story that Minnesota South has requested that they would like to have and distribute to the Hmong people that are coming from all the world. And most of them are not Christians. So this is really great opportunity that Minnesota South really see that in a good chance, you know, for us to share God's word with them. And another one that is a hot item now is Jesus Never Fail. And something that Dr. Robert Rahn wrote himself, that share with the non-Christian that, you know, other things fail us in this world, but Jesus will never fail us.
Mm-hmm. How big is this festival that Minnesota South is going to be able to serve with these books?
Well, that's going to be over 50,000 people coming. And I believe the Minnesota South is going to have a booth to, you know, to share God's word with these people.
That's pretty, just a small crowd.
Yes.
Just a few people to reach.
Yeah.
That's really awesome to be able to serve a community like that here in the States, but reaching people around the world with all of these resources. Now, I hear that the Thailand Lutheran Church LHF anniversary is happening. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's the Thailand Lutheran Church and Lisa and LHF. I started about the same time, and we're coming this year is 20th anniversary. So we want to thank God, thank all the missionaries from, you know, LCMS, Wisconsin Synod, and Lutheran Church of Canada that helping train the leaders in Thailand, and that now that the Thai have come together and registered with the government. So we want to thank God for all these people and also for the work, you know, the books that we able to publish and distribute throughout Asia.
Mm-hmm. That's just outstanding. Thanks be to God for that, for these milestones.
Yeah.
What are, Dr. Heise, what are the books most commonly translated and distributed by LHF?
Well, I think we can kind of look at from a very beginning, you've got that Jesus Never Fails gospel tract that Dr. Nathalong just talked about. And then you can kind of move up to children's Bible story books, Luther's Small Catechism. There are some daily devotions. We are doing that in Spanish, actually, now the daily devotions and Portals of Prayer, which we also have in Ukrainian. I ended up bringing some of those over too. And then, of course, you work your way all the way up to the Book of Concord, large catechism, of course, included there too. So a lot of times with the Book of Concord, we'll do pieces, you know, small catechism, large catechism, small cold articles, and work our way up then to a compilation of all of them that are included in the Book of Concord. So, I mean, you can go from the very basic beginning to a person who really doesn't know what Christianity is all about and work your way all the way up to a very complex theological discussion for people who are just interested in it or who are probably going to be serving the church in some capacity as pastor or deaconess.
Yeah. Speaking of deaconesses, do you have stories of how deaconesses are using these awesome books around the world too?
Well, we know in particular in the Caribbean, certainly at the Dominican Republic. I mean, they have that program through Pastor Ted Cray at the seminary there in Dominican Republic, where they train deaconesses and then send them out throughout South America and into, you know, Central America, Mexico, and of course into the DR itself. So there is a lot of training going on there. And so having those resources and ability, and I mean, one of the things that I neglected to mention is we are actually working in audio right now. And so Ted has gotten us to work in Cambodian, which is the Khmer language. We now have a male and female voice doing that Jesus Never Fails in audio. So what we have copyright for, we are starting to explore working things in digital or also in audio. Because I remember once hearing from a pastor who told me in Turkey, and he was a Baptist pastor, but he said, you know, we work with Iranian immigrants and they work physical labor and they're tired at the end of the day. They don't want to read a book and they have to hop on a bus and they got their earbuds in. You really need to do something in audio. So that's something I know in Asia we're starting to explore and hopefully will spread throughout the other regions of the world.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Let's talk about, we talked about deaconesses. Great story, by the way, in the newsletter earlier this year from the 30 Heritage Foundation about deaconesses. Another great story is about the French language hymnal from that's being used in French-speaking Africa. I know that this is kind of a new resource for many of the church bodies there as well, right?
Yeah, actually, but last year we were able to get over into Montreal and see Reverend Dr. David Summers, who was directing all of that and was very closely collaborating with Haitians, with the Congolese. So that was for training for those who are working in the Democratic Republic of Congo in French, but also in Haitian, in Haiti. Because Haitian Creole is not, you know, still the one of the, it's the language people will speak at home, but French is kind of the lingua franca, literally, of Haiti. And so having French hymnals there. And so we are now exploring different ways of getting those books into Haiti. And those French hymnals have made their way, not through Port-au-Prince, because as you've heard, I mean, there's just utter chaos there.
Yeah.
But through Northern Port, we try to bring them down through some fairly peaceful roads. And we talked to Ted Curry about bringing things over from the Democratic Republic of Congo. I'm getting confused now. Democratic, or not the DR, Democratic Republic of Congo, the Dominican Republic across the border into Haiti. So yeah, it's not only African languages. I get confused on these borders too.
So many countries.
When you work around the world, so many languages, so many countries. That's a lot of places to keep track of. So
I guess we got a good team that does that.
This is true. We have about 2 minutes left. Other updates or other insights you want to share with us about the Lord's work through Lutheran Heritage Foundation today?
Yeah, two projects that coming up. I think it's big. It's one is the Chinese Simplified Book of Concord. We have done the traditional version, but now we're working on the simplified one. That's for the people in China. And I understand there's so many Chinese coming from mainland China, you know, studying and living in U.S. And that's going to be a valuable tool. Another one is we almost ready to print the Vietnamese Book of Concord too. So that's, you know, that's for the Vietnamese here and Vietnamese in Vietnam.
Wow. How can we learn more about the work that Lutheran Heritage Foundation is doing around the globe? Stay informed on that.
Go to our website, lhfmissions.org, and we have a wonderful team that puts things all together.
lhfmissions.org, our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Matthew Heise, Executive Director for Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thanks for having us.
And the Reverend Dr. Ted Natsalong, Translation Coordinator for Asia for Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you in Thai.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.